We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's talk to Jack Wilson, who is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia. You know, yesterday we pointed out on this show, and you know, I have tried to be non-political, not completely freak out ugly on this program about the decisions that the governor is making and that President Trump is making. I mean, this is a tough time to be an elected official, especially an executive who's got a lot of things to consider before making tough decisions. And I don't think it's helpful to just lob political bombs at someone who has tough decisions to make. However, this June 10th date that the governor has come up with to stop the shelter in place seems really, really long to me. And then when you start saying, now, why did you pick June 10th? That's a Wednesday in the middle of the week. And then you realize that the Republican primary for candidates to challenge all of the governor's Democrat friends is scheduled for June 9th. Now, wait a minute. Why'd you pick June 10th? Jack, what do you think? Have you gotten an answer from the governor's office? Anybody said anything that makes sense to you?
Well, good morning, John. Nothing directly from the governor's office. Obviously, yesterday we put out just a press release asking for an explanation after the stay-in-place order had come out. Mm-hmm. I'd started getting all kinds of calls and messages and text messages, et cetera, asking, did I know anything why the governor picked June 10th as the end date? And so I thought it was important to at least give the governor the opportunity to explain that, why June 10th, and was there any consideration of Election Day on June 9th in that decision. I know the Richmond Times-Dispatch followed up with the governor's office, and I think I got forwarded a tweet from the governor's office that basically said that elections are a fundamental operation of government and therefore would be exempt under the Executive Order 55, but still no explanation as to why June 10th as opposed to, say, June the 8th.
So from a practical standpoint, how does this order impact the execution of the primary? Okay, yeah, it goes forward. But, it's probably undeniable that psychologically, who knows where we'll be mentally as a community by the time we get to June. But psychologically, I would think that if the tables were turned, this would be one of those evil voter suppression operations that we hear so much about, when it's directed at Republicans. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And that's what, I've called since then in the newspaper asked that the governor be much more public about the elections on June 9th being open. I agree with you that if we're still in a shelter in place, stay at home order, many Virginians, especially law-abiding Republican Virginians, are going to feel, without an explicit word from the governor, they're going to feel that they need to stay at home and not participate in the primary on June 9th. Now, of course, the Department of Elections is going to be pushing out, as they already have, for the May local elections to vote absentee, and I'm sure that would occur for June. But a lot of Republicans like to show up at the polls on primary day and select their nominees, and unless there's something very clear from the governor that they are not violating his order, I fear many of them will stay home.
Well, what do you say to Republican voters who are determined to cast a vote? Is the party pushing for them to contact their local polling places or the counties that administer these elections and get absentee ballots mailed to them so they can get that in the mail immediately? What do you think?
Well, that process will start, and we've already encouraging our folks that are in local elections, city council, mayoral elections around the Commonwealth, which are scheduled for May the 5th, to do that, to get absentee ballots now and participate. While it appears, at least as of today, that the regular polling places will be open, I'm sure there's going to be some concerns on the Department of Elections side about staffing and spacing and so forth. So clearly for the May 5th elections, we're encouraging people to vote absentee, but when we get to June 9th, I think we ought to be in a position where people should be able to feel that they're not breaking the order by going to the polling places and casting a ballot in person. Yeah. It just seemed odd, like you pointed out. Most, I may have missed one, but it seems like almost every other governor who has issued a stay-at-home order, most of them seem to be going through some point in April. I don't know that I've seen any go into May, much less all the way into June at this point.
Yeah, especially almost to the midpoint of June and that random date in the middle of the week. That on the surface doesn't seem to make sense. And I, you know, again, I'm trying not to be one of these people who makes things worse by being totally political about everything. But come on, at some point you have to say, either you give me a solid, reasonable explanation for this, or I've got to believe that what's in my face is indeed what's in my face, which is this is a political decision. And before we go, I've got to ask you about the 7th Congressional District, the convention that was going to be held to pick a nominee to challenge the incumbent Democrat, Abigail Spanberger, a number of candidates, I think it's 7 candidates running for that nomination. Where do things stand there, do you know?
The district committee is in the process of looking at how they can get that nomination taken care of, looking at a number of alternatives. We're working through our rules at the party to allow some more flexibility for these districts, like the 7th, but it's not just the 7th in Virginia, to give them some flexibility to be in a position where they can conduct the business of the party and do so in a manner that's consistent with the governor's executive order. So we're working through those, and I know the 7th district is working hard on those plans, and so I'm sure there'll be some announcements on that fairly quickly.
Does it have to be a convention?
Well, it does, because it's too late to switch it to a primary. Yeah. And again, under our rules, once a nomination method has been established, it has to stay that way. But we're looking at some flexibility of how do you allow those pre-filed delegates to still participate without having to all be in one location at the same time, whether it's electronic voting or a drive up and vote and get out method. A number of things are being looked at. But I think a lot of these districts around the Commonwealth are pushing their convention dates back just to give more time to come up with some of these alternatives.
And does that need to be done by June 9th as well?
It does. Yeah, wow. June 9th is the deadline to nominate all our congressional candidates, whether by primary or convention.
Wow. I mean, the pressure is on. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. If you get more information, you know how to reach me, and I'm happy to have you back on the air. Jack Wilson, who's the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia statewide, bringing us an update this morning. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.